Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. How you guys being in this beautiful, beautiful day of February? February 8th. How does it get any better? We are expecting snow. We're expecting actually 1 to 3 inches of snow tonight. It's supposed to start late this afternoon, but it's already 6:30 and there's no signs of it snowing yet. So, but still early. So I already took measures, and if I don't have to, I don't need to go out tomorrow. And what else is possible, right? So how are you guys doing from last week? I got some awesome feedback that you guys were, that it really, what we did last week shifted some energies, which is fabulous. Whenever you shift energies, means that you are doing something and things are changing for you, which is great. How does it get any better than that? And what else can we do tonight? So last week, it was all about being loved and being acknowledging that you learning how to be loved, right? So, and a lot of times what happens is that we do not believe that we are worthy of having love, of receiving love, of being loved. So in today's show, we are going to do activations that will help with that, that will assist you with that, if you have a problem with it. A lot of people's problem is about receiving. And when you have a problem about receiving anything, if you have a problem about receiving judgment, you have a problem about receiving money. If you have a problem about receiving money, you have a problem receiving love. So everything, although it's a different branch of you, problem in one area, you also have a problem in other areas. So today we are going to do activation so that you are able to know that you are worthy of receiving everything, everything you desire. Don't forget that you are the creator of your life. Look around you, everything around you, everything in your life, it's a creation by you, right? Nobody interposes their opinion or their views on what you create in your life. And if you allow that to happen, it's with your full knowledge, full agreement. Because you can always have another choice. You can always choose something else if you so desire. But if you don't choose something else and you allow that to continue, it's a choice that you made for it to continue. So it's all about you. But oftentimes, like we've talked to many times, we give our power away. And then we think, I'm not worthy of receiving. I'm not worthy of love. And I was in that boat. I really was. Somebody very early on in my life told me that I was not worthy of love. And I was like, really? I honestly penetrated in my subconscious what this person said to me. And until recently, finally, I gave it up because it's just a point of view. It's not, when somebody gives you a point of view, you either you agree and align to it or you resist it. But whichever way, it's your for or against it. And when you start fighting for or against the point of view, then you have a problem. The best thing to be is neutral. So, and I bought this very, very, very young in my life. When I was very young, I bought this. So I always thought, with life, like, okay, I don't have to have love. If I'm not worthy of love, not a problem. I can continue to be that way. And then I was like, I started thinking, why would I accept that? And it's something that's always come back to me. It's always come back to me. And whenever I would go meditation, I would say, why would this person say that to me? And why would I, more importantly, why did I accept it? And then messages I would get, you don't have to worry about this. You came from love. You don't have to worry about that. You don't have to learn to love. You came from love. That is who you be. And I would get those messages, but I, you know how you think it's all you? You think you're making it up? I just didn't pay attention to it because I was like, how can that be? This person was such an authority figure in my life. They must be right. No, they're not right. Unless you make them so. You give them the power over you. You give them the authority to make you believe whatever it is that you allow them. Whatever it is that you align to or you reject or oppose. But if you take either side, you're giving them power. And it took me a while, actually, to release that. And then I was like, interesting. And you know how sometimes you detach yourself from it? That's what I learned to do when I'm exploring feelings of mine. I get out of my body and I watch me interacting in whatever scene it is that I want to interact again. And I'm going, why would you do that? And I start analyzing that, of course, being an engineer stuff, you know. And I'm like, wow, interesting. And just last week, I did a process where I was me, and I was me in my younger years. And then I was another person, and I saw both points of view, and that released so much, so much. And it was very interesting. So when I started going through this years ago, I was like, wow, I wonder if other people are also having this issue. So that's why, and it's kind of like layers. I'm not going to say onion peels because it's onion. I don't want people to cry. I believe that people are more healed faster with laughter. But it's in layers. And right now, when we do these activations, you might choose to release several layers of what you think makes you unworthy of receiving and getting love and everything else you desire. So let's go ahead and start, okay? Please do not drive or operate heavy machinery as you listen to this. Yeah, you can always come back to this, to the recording, and listen. The energies are going to be in the recording. So let's go ahead and start. Take a deep breath and exhale. Imagine roots growing out of your feet, deep and wide. Deep and wide. Continue to breathe. There you go. Now pull energy from the earth through your roots, up your legs, up your torso, and out your crown. Pull the energy from the earth. Now let's go ahead and make sure we're truly grounded. That way we can go ahead and actualize the changes we want to create. your barriers. Imagine curtains coming down. And just drop your barriers. And allow the energies to come and assist you. And go ahead and everywhere that you have felt unworthy, think about those times when you felt unworthy. And give it to the energies. Now, all those times that you made yourself a victim because you gave your power away, allow the energies to come and cleanse all that. But there's no remnant of victimhood energy in you. That's right. You're not a victim. You might choose to give your power away once in a while because it makes the other feel more powerful. But now it's time to be your power. To be power. Reclaim that who you be. Really worthy of everything and anything you want to be. You are all energy. Allow energies to release and remove everything. Everything. That's not a contribution to you. There will also be energies of martyr. Of being a martyr. You don't need to lower yourself. You don't need to make yourself less than you are. You are a majestic being. You are royalty. Acknowledge who you be. And give this up. No need more. No need to play the victim anymore. It's time for you to take your proper place of royalty. It's okay. Those for whom you make yourself less than you be, they will deal with it. Not your problem. And sometimes we create this, or we play a part in our families because we're different, because we behave different. We have different beliefs. We might be labeled as the black sheep or the one that's odd, that's weird. And we play that paper. We play that role. Now it's time to take away all the labels within your family. Watch yourself removing all labels as well. Nobody but you decides who you be, what you will do, how you will act. Don't let others put labels on you and dictate how you act, who you be, who your friends are. Don't do that. Reclaim your power. And everything that's coming up, everything that's coming up, put it on the tray in front of you. And as you put it on the tray, transmute. You're not hurting anyone. And you are very safe to do this. Yes, you are safe. You're not doing anything wrong. If you're no longer the black sheep of your family, it's okay. They will survive. Put her in the tray and watch the energy scoop it up and transmute it. And everywhere that you've been feeling unworthy, whatever that may be, put her on the tray. And let's go ahead and extend this to your past lifetimes and future lifetimes. Because everything is happening now. There you go. Let's also go ahead and extend the energies to the lineage. Your parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, your children, your grandchildren, and future generations, and past generations as far as you can go, as far as you can reach, and as forward as you can reach. There you go. How many layers are you going to give up today? No right or wrong. It is what it is. You can always come back and listen to this again and shed more layers. It's all a choice. It's all a choice. Right. Now let's go ahead and unplug from the collective consciousness of unworthiness, undeserving, and plug into abundant consciousness. But the reason we believe that those points of view about us is because we believe them to be truthful. We allow our awareness to not be there, not be present. Because if you were to be aware, you will know that the bunch of hooey. That's right. Baby, you come from love. You are love. You don't need to learn to be it, to have it, to know it. You know it. Just need to remember. But remember, and don't buy anybody's story that you're not worthy. Because you most certainly are. You are royalty. You are royalty in human form. Yes, that's right. There you go. Just put everything on the tray. Put it on the tray. And allow the energies to transmute everything for you. No need to live with this anymore. There you go. Job's done. Now, Let's go ahead and ground the energies. Ground. And go ahead and pull energies from the earth. Up your roots, up your legs, up your torso, and now your crown. Ground. And pull energy up from the earth, smooth and even. Smooth and even. Allow the energies to be smooth and even, flowing to your roots, through your body, and now your crown. Good job. Now, when you're ready, brush your hands together, brush your face, and open your eyes. Exhale. How are you guys doing? Yeah, that was quite heavy. Wow. I could feel you guys shedding a lot of stuff. That tray got real loaded at points, which is awesome. So if you want to, you can always do this again, the layers that you were ready to release today. If you listen to this later on in the week, you might be willing to release more layers. But that's how it works with all these energies that I do. That your body, your being is only willing to release so much at one point. And then if you listen it again, there's more coming out, more coming out. Remember that this energy is what we do here. It's very emotional because there's some things that the energy energetically will release it, will remove it. But that will bring some stuff up. Even though I have released most of my baggage whenever I do stuff like this, if there are some things, corners of my being that I need to release, then sometimes that causes me to be very emotional, very weepy. And I don't pay attention as to why, and I'm cranky, and I'm this, and I'm that. But then I remember, oh my gosh, that's why. And it's like, oh, okay, now I know the reason. The reason why I'm this way, so now I can watch out for it. So make sure to drink lots of water, always, lots of water. And if your body needs some sugar or some salt, pay attention to it. Don't just assume that it's, we use a lot of our mental energy right now, and the brain requires a lot of sugar. So if you suddenly have cravings for sweets, you know, be gentle with your being, be gentle with your body, and give it some sweet, okay? And salt is needed to release more energy that's stuck in your body. So you might need some of that too. But pay attention to you, pay attention to your body, and let's see what else is possible. So how are you guys doing? Awesome. Now, next week, we're going to continue with our love month. Love is in the air. And next week, we are going to get into the fun things. We're going to be that are going to make us attractive to the other sex. We're going to learn to walk sexy so that you can attract not in natural way, attract, you know, somebody in the opposite sex, the other sex. And how about raising those pheromones? Yeah. Who doesn't want pheromones, right? So we can go ahead and do that too. And then by then, we will be smack into, next week will be San Valentine's, the week of San Valentine's, and that's also I'm going to be traveling on Thursday through Monday. So Monday might not be able to make it, but if I can, I will. And what else is possible, right? So we will be having fun next week, and hopefully for the San Valentine's dinner that you'll be having, even if it's with yourself, just celebrate drinking champagne. If it's with an enjoyable other, be present with them. Oh, do not, all projections, expectations, judgments, separations, rejections, let it go. Put and puck. 10 to the power of 9-17. If you start thinking about what you're expecting, what he should do, what she should do, blah, 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 all projections, expectations that you have for Valentine's, do 10 to the power of the minus 17. 10 to the power of minus 17. Because if that doesn't come true for you, you're going to be so disappointed. So keep saying whenever you think, oh, he's going to give me flowers. Oh, she's going to do this for me. Just go 10 to the power of minus 17. 10 to the power of minus 17. Or you do pot and puck. Pot and puck. Pot and puck. Whichever way you want. And that way you do not have any projections, expectations. And then you want to be like a goldfish. Oh, my gosh, she got me flowers. Oh, my gosh, she got me a Valentine's card. Oh, my gosh, she got me a heart. Oh, my gosh, she got me a chocolate. No, everything is, oh, my gosh. And what else is possible? And your life is just getting better and better and better. Right? So, guys, I am so glad for you. I am so glad that we're doing this shedding because of this burden that we have, that we've carried for so long. And thank you for joining me tonight. Have a wonderful week. This is your host, Jimena Velasquez. Until next time. Bye-bye.